Chapter 42. Calabashes, I had been puzzled what particular station to assign to Mahevi, but the important part he took upon that occasion convinced me that he had no superior among the inhabitants of the valley. I had invariably noticed a certain degree of deference paid to him by all with whom I had ever seen him brought in contact, but when I remembered that my wanderings had been confined to a limited portion of the valley, and that towards the sea a number of distinguished chiefs resided, some of whom had separately visited me at Marheyo's house, and whom, until the festival, I had never seen in the company of Mahevi, I felt disposed to believe that his rank after all might not be particularly elevated. The revels, however, had brought together all the warriors whom I had seen individually, and in groups at different times and places. Among the Mehev I moved with an easy air of superiority which was not to be mistaken, and he whom I had only looked at as the hospitable host of the tea, and one of the military leaders of the tribe, now assumed in my eyes the dignity of royal station. His striking costume, no less than his naturally commanding figure, seemed indeed to give him preeminence over the rest. The towering helmet of feathers that he wore raised him in height above all who surrounded him, and though some others were similarly adorned, the length and luxuriance of their plumes were inferior to his. Mehevi was in fact the greatest of the chiefs, the head of his clan, the sovereign of the valley, and the simplicity of the social institutions of the people could not have been more completely proved than by the fact that after having been several weeks in the valley, and almost in daily intercourse with Mehevi, I should have remained until the time of the festival ignorant of his regal character. But a new light had now broken in upon me. The Ti was the palace and Mehevi the king, both the one and the other of a most simple and patriarchal nature. It must be allowed, and wholly unattended by the ceremonious pomp which usually surrounds the purple. After having made this discovery, I could not avoid congratulating myself that Mehevi had from the first taken me as it were under his royal protection, and that he still continued to entertain for me the warmest regard, as far at least as I was enabled to judge from appearances. For the future I determined to pay most assiduous court to him, hoping that eventually through his kindness I might obtain my liberty. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.